This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. My name is Amber, and today my fabulous and gorgeous co-host is Marta Levy. She is the VP of Business Development for Definage, a very, very swanky and science-backed line. We're going to be talking all about that. But first, Marta, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Amber. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
I have to say, I'm obsessed with your apartment. It is so glam and chic. I love it. Do you cook a lot in that kitchen?
Oh, you're very kind. I do. I love to cook, small kitchen, but has everything you need.
So you consider that a small kitchen?
I do.
I mean, you know, I guess I've just been in New York too long that I feel like, anything more. When I moved into my apartment that I'm in right now, it was the first time I've ever seen a mini stove. Have you ever seen one of those?
And yours looks very luxurious and large to me. So
the living room is okay. The kitchen, on the other hand, was like itty bitty. And it's one of those really tall, thin, long refrigerators that, by the way, cost twice as much as a regular refrigerator. Like the tall, thin refrigerator, I could have like had like a Viking. It's insane.
Well, you're invited anytime down here.
Love that. Oh, okay. I'm going to take you up on that. So Marta, before we get talking about the line Definage, you've got a really interesting history in the beauty industry. You were telling me about this, specifically with like a lot of like science and technology. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you. So yeah, I've been in the industry for like over 25 years, launching new technologies before they became name brands. So like Fraxel lasers, alt therapy, cool sculpting, really new paradigm shift technologies that we didn't have before. So when I was approached by the scientists at Definage to help launch this product, I was really, hesitant because I really didn't think skincare could be anything new and different. But it was my even own friends and colleagues like you that, saw changes in my skin that really encouraged me to get my name behind the brand. And so it's been a really fun ride and really interesting. I have
before we go into the Definage journey, I want to take a step back because Althera, you were working with that team or you helped to launch Althera?
Yeah, I helped launch all these new technologies, again, really before they became mainstream and were, purchased by larger conglomerates.
I mean, for me, Althera is like the one thing that like I love and I treat myself to once a year. Do you have a favorite of like those, not the skincare, but of like those kind of treatments?
Of the devices, well, I think the Fraxel, has always been really an exciting laser to work with. And the physicians that I brought it to, they're still using it today. It was launched in 2004. So it's really a workhorse, does so many different things for skin. So that one does stand out. It was also my first real energy-based device I worked with. So.
Okay. So, I mean, you have really seen some incredible and launched some really powerful lines. And I have to say, when I first heard about Definage, I don't think I realized how much science was behind this line. Just like you, skincare has come a long way, in the past 20 years. I feel like consumers are more educated about it. There's incredible new technologies behind it. But Definage has a very unique ingredient, shall I say, defensins, correct? So this is something proprietary to Definage. Can you talk to us about what defensins are?
So again, that's what really piqued my interest was the science behind the brand. So defensins is a small messenger molecule that's released in our body when we have a wound by our inflammatory system. Okay. So it really starts the cascade of healing. When you get a cut, have a laser treatment, et cetera, you're getting new, fresh skin. That's how you heal, new, fresh baby skin. And where does that come from? So defensins is, again, naturally released by your inflammatory system. And its job is to message your stem cells in your body that created all the lineages of your skin in utero. And those stem cells go dormant and they just sit in the hair follicle your whole life, not doing anything until you have a wound. They have receptors, basically an attraction just for defensins. So they're going to go there and defensins are going to wake up those stem cells to migrate and make brand new basal stem cells, which ultimately make new, younger skin. So, you know, all the products that we've had to date in skincare, they're just pushing old skin to turnover. You know, your skin is as old as you are, basically. So with Definage, we're tapping into those dormant cells to make brand new, younger skin.
So when the scientists came to you or the team came to you, you were talking about how you got involved. Did they come with and say, hey, just try this product. We want to bring you on board.
Exactly.
And so how long did you try it before your friends are sitting there and saying, Marta, what are you doing, girl? Your skin looks great.
I this was very compliant. The products are to be used twice a day.
Okay.
Very simple regimen as well. I want to say it's just two products layered, a cream followed by a serum twice daily, a mask once or twice a week. And that's called the Clinical Power Trio, actually. Got it here. So that's what was fully studied. That's what I started on. And it was, I just kind of went about my business and went into one of my clients' offices. And from across the room, he said, you know, what did you do to your skin? I'm like, nothing, you know, because I know you, I know your skin, something's different. I'm like, oh my God, it must be that purple stuff I've been trialing. So hence.
I love that you called it the purple stuff.
Yeah. So, but you know, still I, you know, my doctors are used to, you know, me bringing them new technologies that work, that bring a new revenue stream to their practices. So it took me a good 3 months, but it was, you know, a consistent thing, you know, seeing friends I hadn't seen in a while. Actually, this is a good story. Once I did come aboard with Definage, I started traveling to all these medical conferences and going across the country. I've lived in a lot of different states, cities.
Nice travel, yes. It's going to start up again, I hope.
It has, yeah. And so I would sit down and have a dinner with a friend that lived in that city that I hadn't seen for many years, and we'd take a photo. And they'd be like, oh my God, your skin looks so much better than mine. You know, it must be that Definage. And like, you know, everybody I know basically is on the product just from, you know, seeing my skin change.
Right. Sure.
And wanting to get on board. Yeah. You know, everybody wants age reversal.
And, you know, I do want to talk about this because you've got, you know, Definage has 15 clinical studies. It's been peer reviewed. And I love, you can actually go and look if you're interested at the clinical studies on clinicaltrials.gov, which I think is really nice that, you know, you're providing that information to people. But I was really interested to see, you know, not only is there significant differences in wrinkling, also pore size, but also discoloration. So you're really targeting like the trifecta of for better skin.
Yeah, thank you for picking all that up. It was a very comprehensive clinical study that really put Definage on the map. It was published in 2018 in the JDD. A double-blinded study, meaning, you know, half the patients had a full formula product, half had, you know, the same looking bottles, et cetera, but without any of the main active ingredient, the defensins in there. This was many different types of tests were done, more like what's done with a drug study. And okay. The key takeaway from that was the biopsies that were done. So, you know, looking at the skin, the histology, and seeing a true thickening of the epidermis. So,
So they weren't just doing this visibly or with something like a Vizio camera. You were actually taking biopsies of the skin.
Yeah, there was biopsies done. And as you said, there was a Vizio type technology done with imaging, with photos, skin scores, you know, it was very rigorous study. So the researchers, you know, termed the results as global improvement because so many things improved simultaneously. Again, the key takeaway was the thickening of the epidermis. The only thing that's really been shown to show that is retinol. So right. This product works in an entirely different mechanism than retinol. So with getting the same visible effects, but without the inflammation or irritations, it can absolutely be an alternative or combined with. We also showed that a very safe product to use, that there was no concerns about, you know, causing skin cancers. So that was looked at with the immunohistochemistry and again, the skin scores, et cetera. So many things change. So, you know, you have beautiful skin. You're probably not going to notice as much of a change as someone with more aged skin as me. So, but what you might notice first and what men seem to notice is reduction in pores.
Okay, great. You know what? And thank you for saying that. And you know, right after this, when this airs, my mother's going to be calling me and say, send that over to me immediately. Don't worry, mom, it's on the way. but you know, before we get into that, we were talking about retinol. And I know, especially now in the summer months, retinol can be tricky because it makes you very photosensitive. So you want to be careful in the sun. Do these products, which you're saying have similar results, visible results to retinol, do they make you a little bit more photosensitive?
They do not. And that was a key takeaway as well, that because we kind of work from the inside up, so we're not thinning the top layers of the skin like retinols. So we're not concerned about photosensitivity. We're making the skin much healthier. And actually, I want to say we have similar results. We actually, you know, we're making those brand new basal stem cells, which are what make your new skin, you know, every day. But retinols don't make brand new basal stem cells like Definage. So we truly are making new, younger skin. It's completely different than anything else that we've ever had.
I mean, and clearly, like I said, you know, knowing Fraxel, Althera, if they got you to get on board, there had to be something here that was really like a wow. And like I said, for everybody who's listening, you should go and check out these clinical trials. Go on Definage's site and you can see some of the before and afters that are absolutely, they're incredible. It was when I was like, okay, I'm interested now.
And it was, you know, those initial photos too, Amber, that, you know, we had before we even did this. I came on board before the study was published. So, you know, all I had to go on was these, you know, nice looking package. You know, we are committed to sustainability. So we did get the kickback initially. Well, how come you don't have that nice, beautiful double cardboard, you know, embossed gold, you know, packaging. And, you know, we were, you know, committed to that, not just how products look, but, you know, what's inside it. Of course, we took
I think that your packaging is beautiful. I love this. So this is actually, I'm showing you right now, the One Step Multi Cleanse, which is actually, this is a newer product, right? 2019 or so?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I have this. So this is sitting in my shower. You know, it's funny. So I'm a big fan of Orbea hair care. And I bet it's in one of my social media videos. If you see the pan, it's like the Orbea, the shampoo, conditioner, and this, because it looks so beautiful and chic sitting in the shower. I do want to say, you know, that cleanser was the first product that taught me that you actually apply the cleanser to dry skin first before getting it wet.
Yes, that's the directions. Yeah,
just do you find? I hadn't heard until I, you know, and now I'm hearing that more and more from other products. But do you feel like that was one of the first to start with that, or is that rather common in the skincare industry?
For me, it was the first as well.
Okay.
On dry skin, and you know, you circle around, you get a little bit of that milky texture, and then you can add a little water. Yeah,
right.
Cleanser. I'm so happy you said you're keeping it in the shower, because I don't know if you know what's special about this cleanser. It has prebiotics, which
yes.
is I'm sure you're familiar with your what prebiotics are, but you know, for everyone that's listening, maybe not. So prebiotics help the good bacteria. So there's a lot of talk right now about the microbiome of the skin, you know, the good bacteria of the skin. So that cleanser has prebiotics and it's going to help the good bacteria. I also, like you, I think you're using it on your body. Use it on my body. I recently had.
No, I don't use it on my body. Should I be?
I recently, you know, was told by a girlfriend that she's using it for the folliculitis she's getting in the pubic area, and it's really helping, which makes sense because again, it's helping the good bacteria. So I use it all over.
And safe to use down there, huh? No, I had that area lasered forever ago because I used to get really bad ingrown hairs, and that's another story altogether. But good to know that we can use it everywhere. And I guess also under the armpits too, right? Where people are shaving if you start to get irritation.
Again, it was designed as a facial cleanser, but you know, with that new larger size as well available, you know, great to use it on the body too.
And what's interesting too, I mean, I guess it makes sense, you know, when you're using a cleanser like this and you're using it, if you don't add water to it first, you're getting it in its most pure form. And it's also attacking sort of the oils, right? So like if you put water on oil, it kind of bloop. But if you're using something emollient like that, it's going to help with that oil and grime more if there's not water being added to it, correct?
Yes. And it also, you know, there's no soap in it. It's not drying in any way. It actually makes the skin feel really soft and hydrated. So that with the other product that is in the trio, that 2-minute reveal mask that you want to talk about, I'm sure. Between those two, that really is a great alternative to the electronic cleansing brushes that are now pretty controversial. So we're really helping that the health of the microbiome of the skin. So you know, first you're going to cleanse with the prebiotics and then exfoliate with just a very gentle exfoliator with fruit enzymes and ultrafine sugar. And both of those together, actually, there was just a nice article that came out talking about blackheads and clogged pores. And those two products are super together too.
So which one? So the cleanser is going to, does that also have a little bit of exfoliation in it? Or is it the mask? Okay, so the cleanser is to cleanse, but the mask, the 2-minute mask, which is a new product.
No, the 2-minute mask has been part of our Clinical Power Trio.
Oh.
And again, you're making all this.
Oh, yes, it's in this. Okay, which one did you say then is, okay, so the 2-minute mask has the enzymes in it, and that's going to help with your blackheads, and you do that like.
Yeah, and ultrafine sugar, which is great because again, back to, you know, our commitment to sustainability, there's no polyacrylamide beads, you know, that wind up on the ocean floors, et cetera. So it's just all going to be biodegradable. It's just ultrafine sugar. So especially, you know, with the mask knee, you know, and again, clogged pores, et cetera. So it's just a 2-minute mask where a lot of masks are, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So it's really gotten a lot of play during COVID time.
Okay. And which I love that, right? You know, especially also because we're going back to work now, some of us, and we're not having the luxury of being able to just, you know, sit around all day marinating with our wellness. You also have, which I feel like I'm starting to hear more and more. And again, recently, when I went in for my last Ulthera, they were like, oh, we don't really think we need to do this on the neck because I've been using the neck cream. I was like, I'm going to keep it real here. We always do. I was like, neck cream, schmeck cream. Like, do I really need a separate one for the neck? But again, I was looking at the before and afters and I was like, let me give this a try. And I really feel like this is such a gorgeous product. Can we talk about the neck cream?
Yeah, well, thank you for your beautiful comments on it. So, you know, all of our products that are in the bottles and in the jars, those are the key products to the line, and they have defensins. That neck cream also has some special plant extracts that are in other neck creams, pretty common on the market. But that the defensins, again, are what's making the new younger skin. So with the addition of that other plant extract and also other ingredients like phospholipids for moisture retaining, vitamin A, et cetera. So they're, you know, it's a very elegant and very non-irritating product. So that's always the issue with neck creams as well, that the consistency is heavy, they can be irritating. Yeah, so this has, we knew there was a small market for neck creams, but this one has, you know, this product launch really far surpassed what we expected. It was launched late last year and has, again, quickly become a best-selling product. So
I love this and thank you because, like I said, the Ulthera, that probably saved me like $1,000 not having to do it down here. They were like, oh, we don't need to do it on the neck this time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Stefanoj. You know, we are going into summer now, and I know we've talked a lot about the science here, and clearly you've got such a deep knowledge about ingredients and how things work. You know, in addition to the Stefanoj products, are there things that like you love for summer that we would find maybe in your bathroom cabinet?
Really just sunblock.
Good. Okay.
You know, I do use retinol to kind of, you know, peak the results of Stefanoj maybe once a quarter, but not through summer. And, you know, committed to really the line is so simple. So I use it and the sunblock and just a good, I do love that Oxygenetics breathable foundation. So that's...
Obsessed. Oh my gosh. I met them. I met the founders 20 years ago and, I've talked about Oxygenetics on here quite a bit. They know I'm huge fans, but at the time, you know, press people will send you things and they were like, we'll give you a bottle to try, but our product is so good that we don't ship it out to free, not even to the celebrities. Like we just don't need to. I fell in love with their product at the time. I was doing a lot of red carpet reporting. And for people who think that the red carpet is glamorous, it's not. It is hours waiting and then having to beg celebrities to please give you the interview. But when you're in the summer in New York, it can be hot out there. And their Oxygenetic makeup is the only one that doesn't sweat off. I love it. And it also has, you know, some minerals in there. So it's like another layer of, you still wear sunscreen, but it does have minerals in there to protect you from the sun.
I do want to talk about order of use. Because
you mentioned retinol too. So yeah, let's talk about that. Wait, before we get that, you said sunscreen. Is there a brand you like?
I do like La Roche-Posay.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You like La Roche. Is there one of them in particular?
The one, you know, made in France.
I wasn't sure. Like they have a mineral. They also have a tinted. They have just like a regular face and body.
Yeah, no, just the one specifically for the face that is called Creme Fondante. You have to buy it when you're traveling in Europe when we get to do that or you can find some sources here, but it's not in the drugstore.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So it's the special one. I'll have to let them know that you like that. That's always nice to hear. Okay. So you mentioned order of use because you did say you occasionally use retinol as well. So let's say if you're a retinol user, how would you incorporate that in and what is the order of use here?
Yeah, so retinol or anything else that you want to use on your skin is always going to go after cleansing, okay? And then you're going to apply the Stefanoj 24/7 Barrier Balance Cream, wait 30 seconds, and apply the 8-in-1 Bio Serum. If you're incorporating the neck cream, you would apply that before the serum. The serum always goes on top of our step twos. It's very easy on the back of the box, and we also haven't mentioned the 3D Irradiance Cream, which was also a great launch for us last year, that is also a step two. So if you're incorporating those ancillary products, it would be the neck cream, the eye cream, the 24/7 Barrier Balance, and the 8-in-1 Serum all over. Okay. Right. So, and then you would just apply your sunscreen and makeup if you're using it.
And then your Oxygenetics and you're good to go.
Yeah. So it is important though. I did recently have someone say, you know, I haven't mentioned, but my sunscreen is clumping up, you know, and my makeup, it's just in, this person's in a very warm climate as well, as you were speaking about, you know, what happens in summer. And it turned out that she was actually mixing the products. So prior to launch, we did have the products, the cream and the serum, coming out in one of those dual pumps.
Okay.
But through our research, we found you really do need to apply the cream first, wait 30 seconds, apply the serum, or you will get that clumping if you reverse them, or they come out together. So that's what was happening with her. So the science behind that is that the cream does something similar to retinols. It starts to repair the barrier, allows the serum, which has the higher concentration of defensins, to penetrate in even better. Defensins in the basic science cause tight junctions between the skin cells, ultimately locking everything in. So if you reverse the order or using other products on top, they're just not going to penetrate through. So you'll be wasting them.
Got it. And so, you know, you bring up a good point then, because I know that there are some people who will sometimes say, all right, I'll use a serum during the day and a cream at night. But you are saying you really want to use these products if you're starting with a face cleanser. But when you're talking about this clinical power trio, you always want to start with the Balance Barrier Cream first, followed by the serum day and night.
Correct.
Don't alternate them. Okay, that's important. Well,
I really do, you know, recommend that patients do start on the clinical power trio. That's what the studies were done on. That's, you know, what the great results were reported on. But, you know, there is, you know, just some patients that just want, you know, to incorporate one thing. Physicians that just want to incorporate one thing in their practice to offer. So the serum would have the highest concentration. And also if you're, they really do enhance treatments as well. So ural therapy, lasers, microneedling, hot topic, you know, they're really going to make the treatment results even better.
What are your thoughts on microneedling?
I think it's a great technology.
You do. You know, it's so funny. I used to work with Murad back in the day. And I remember I met with their head of education. And she was not a fan of anything that really punctured the skin like that. You know, even like certain, you know, rough scrubs, physical exfoliators that would cause micro tears, but she was not a huge, huge fan. I wonder though, if that maybe, you know, again, this was also 10 years ago. Do you feel like that puncturing of the skin has gotten better?
So it depends on, you know, where the technology is from. So that's definitely something to research. I agree with her. You don't want to tear the skin. The puncturing seems to be well accepted treatment, but you know, a lot of the systems, you know, will, if they're dragging, they can tear. So I think that that definitely is a consideration.
Well, I have you, and actually, I was going to do a whole separate podcast on this, but you can just. So I had a listener who just asked me about this. She was looking at home microneedling devices and was like, please do a podcast on this. I don't know what to think. She kind of went down this rabbit hole. What are your thoughts on the at home devices like that?
I think they have a place, but I would personally go to a physician or aesthetic practitioner for that type of a treatment, especially needling. I think that would be a concern for, you know, infection if you're doing that at home.
If you're not, and right, not necessarily so much the problem wouldn't be whether it's efficacious, which no at-home device is ever going to be as powerful as something that they're offering in a doctor's office. They just, they can't do that, which I think makes sense. But I had that same thought. I was like, boy, if you are not cleaning that properly and it's not 100% sanitized, you would be then puncturing your skin with possible irritants or bacteria.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that at home.
God, fair. Okay. I love that. Marta, you are such a wealth of knowledge. It's always so fun to have somebody who has such an interesting and scientific background. I want to thank you so much for being on with us today.
Oh, thank you, Amber. And so wonderful that you know, had so much information already about Definage and really have embraced it. And can't wait to hear how your mom enjoys the products. Oh.
Thank you so much. And, you know, if people want to know more about them, I know that you mentioned you can go to clinicaltrials.gov for the clinical trials, but where should people go to hear or learn more about Definage?
Yeah, they could go to the website, definage.com. We also have a lot in social media. They can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. But they go on Definage, they have some questions, they can email customer service.
Where can people buy this? Because it's not something that you can go and pick up in Sephora yet.
Yeah, correct. It's a professionally dispensed skincare line. It is available on definage.com as well. But key thought leaders have it in their practice. It's not the best kept secret anymore. It's becoming, more brand awareness. So you can find it in your aesthetic practitioner.
Sure. And I just wanted to mention, it is a professionally carried line. It's a professional line. And also on definage.com, we can buy it, but we can find a local doctor that might have it, correct?
So you can just email customer service and we'll recommend some practitioners for you.
Wonderful. I want to thank you again so much. If you at home have any questions that you want me to pass on to Marta or her team, I'm always happy to do that. Just email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. Make sure to sign up for our new newsletter. We're going to be offering giveaways and promotions. So we really want you to do that. And you can find the link through Facebook is the easiest way to sign that up. We promise we'll only email once a week. We won't be hounding you. Marta, thank you so, so much. Have a wonderful summer. And everyone at home, we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.